Hey, good morning, everybody, and again, Shavua Tov. Mizmor Kuf Lamed Zayin is probably the most classical statement of the Jewish yearning for Yerushalayim and for Tzion. And if the greatest miracle, in my opinion, in all of human history is not Kriyas Yamsuf and Yitzias Mitzrayim and Mamet Har Sinai, which were obviously superlative, indescribable, singular events, but to me, the greatest miracle in all of human history is the return of the Jewish people to their homeland, insofar as it's a longitudinal miracle. It didn't just occur in one moment, but the idea that over centuries and millennia, the Jewish people could have been exiled to the Arba Kanfos Haaretz, and then, as is written in the Torah, V'af Gamzos, B'yosam Yaretz Oiveyam, Lo Me'astim, V'lo Ga'altim L'chalosam, La'fer B'risi Yitam, that Hashem would still honor the covenant with us, and that Hashem would still maintain his relationship with us. V'shav Hashem Elokecha, Shavuscha, V'richamecha, V'shav V'kibetzcha, Mikol Amim, Asher hefitzcha Hashem Elokecha shama, im yiyeh nidachacha b'ktzeah ha'shamayim, misham mikabetzcha Hashem Elokecha, misham mikachacha, that God could bring us back. And again, we don't have any insight into specific dates, we don't have any insight into a specific roadmap or timeline, but again, the idea of Shivat Zion, the Ramban writes that the reason that Mashiach Tzidkenu is referred to in the Torah as a Kochav, Darach Kochav Miyakov, become Shevet Miyisrael, that Kochav, like it shines from one end of the firmament to the other, that the Kibbutz Goliot is an inextricable aspect of Acharis Hayamim. So again, we stay very far away from any kind of predictions about dates and times, etc. That is something that we can't do. It's something very inappropriate for us to do. But nonetheless, we have a certain basic trajectory. And to say that, of course, it's providence and it's Yad Hashem, but what this mizmor really speaks about is the role of the Jewish people, our willingness, our remarkable willingness, I think, to maintain a level of anguish over Tzion, over the loss of Tzion, which created a consciousness of our ultimate need to return. And if you're willing to pray three times a day, or as we'll read in this mizmor in just a moment, if you're willing to give up your right hand or lose your ability to speak, and say, how could we possibly sing songs, if we're exiled from our homeland? If you're willing to deal and to confront that kind of sorrow and that kind of pain, without having to escape from it, without having to bury it, without having to pretend like, oh, we're just fine where we are, if you're willing to acknowledge that loss, so then that already creates the context and the structure for an eventual return. And that's part of the credit of the Jewish people, that what a historical achievement on the part of the Jewish people that we maintained our connection. We didn't seek assimilation, rather we saw it return. And again, this transcends whatever one thinks. I'm obviously a supporter. Other groups are not as much supporters of the modern political entity of the state of Israel. We all agree that it's not a perfect entity, and some of that was on display yesterday. A little bit of unfortunate lack of respect that was shown, and people can disagree, but there's a way to do that agreeably, and there's a way not to do that. V'hamivin yavin. But be that as it may, whatever one thinks of a modern entity, the idea that we're, only at home, in the land of Israel is something that nobody would dispute. So the Mizmor says famously, Al Narot Bavel Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu Bizochrenu at Zion, we remembered Zion, and we wept right on the rivers of Babylon. Al Aravim Bitocha Talinu Kinorotenu, we took the Kinor, which is of course a symbol of David HaMelech, and a symbol of Jewish sovereignty, and we hung it on the willows there. Kisham Shelunu Shovenu, people mocked us, those who brought us into captivity. Divrei Shir V'Tolenu Simcha Shiru Lanu Mishir Tzion. They say, why don't you play those songs that used to play back in Zion? Eich Nashir Et Shir Adonai Al Admat Nechar. How do you think that we're going to sing the songs of Hashem in this strange and foreign land? Mishkachech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini, I should give up my right hand if I should ever forget thee, O Jerusalem. Tidbak Lashoni L'chiki Im Lo Azkerechi, Im Lo Alet Yerushalayim Al Rosh Simchati, right? I should lose my capacity to speak if I'm not speaking of you. Im Lo Alet Yerushalayim Al Rosh Simchati. And if I don't mention Jerusalem, times where I, theoretically should be joyous, building a new home, leaving aspects of that unfinished, and certainly at weddings, as we all know, Efer Makla, Rashi Chasanim, putting the ashes, and not just breaking the glass. So all of this is by way of Imlo Alas Yerushalayim Al Rosh Simchasi. So again, this is extremely important for us today. As you know, Israel, no matter how hard she tries, seems to find herself in many ways isolated in the international sphere and subject to double standards and delegitimization and demonization. The formulation of Natan Sharansky right there. It's extremely important for us to remember, Tidvak Lashoni Lechiki Im Loes Kirechi, that we have to constantly defend Israel, and we have to speak in her defense and on her behalf. Mishayahu Anavi said, "Leman Zion lo echashel, leman Yerushalayim lo eshkot." That when it comes to Zion and Jerusalem, we have to speak out. We have to make sure that our voices are heard. And Acheyetzei Chanoga Tzidka v'Tzidkata k'lapidivar, that people should appreciate, how righteous she truly is. So that the capacity of the Jewish people to make good on this vision, this 3,000-year-old vision of David HaMelech, that Yerushalayim, that Zion, that Israel would always be part of our consciousness, and even when it was painful, and especially when it was painful, to continue to remember Israel, to continue to put Israel at the center of our consciousness, that is a great historical achievement of the Jewish people. And of course, along with the providential hands, set the stage for the Jewish return, the land of Israel, that our eyes have been privileged to see, for all of the imperfections of it, that our eyes have been privileged to see in our generation and the immediate generations preceding it. And God willing, as we say, Reshit Tzmichat Gulateinu, we don't know anything in specific, but what we hope for, what we aspire towards, is taking one small incremental step closer, kim akiva tzav l'tzav kav l'kav, tzipisa l'yeshua, towards redemption for our people.